This is Stateside. I'm Zoe Clark in for Cynthia Canty. Parents and students in Highland Park will get a chance to hear what options they have for next year. That's now that they've found out that their high school is closing. A couple weeks ago, the state-appointed emergency manager of Highland Park Schools announced the district would be a K-8 district only. So parents will get a chance to hear from school leaders and emergency manager Don Weatherspoon. Neighboring school districts, including Detroit Schools and the state-run Education Achievement Authority, are expected to be available to discuss logistics of transferring districts as well. Now, a charter school company has been managing Highland Park Schools for 3 years, and Michigan Radio's Lindsay Smith has been covering this story. Hey, Lindsay.
Hi, Zoe.
Hey, so I want to jump in a little bit into how all of this has been handled. But first, remind us why this closure of the high school is even happening.
Well, Highland Park, the long and short of it, has just lost too many students to make a high school feasible. High schools in particular in any school district are more expensive to run than the K-8 levels, generally speaking, because you have electives and you have all these teachers that need to be certified in different ways. You have athletics, heavier on athletics, and for a lot of other reasons. We're down to about 150, give or take, students in the high school. And it's just not going to be a viable option for next year.
That's about a third of the number of students that there were just 3 years ago.
Yeah, Highland Park has lost a ton of students. I mean, you're talking about in 2007, I want to say the number was somewhere close to 4,000. You were definitely above 3,000 students. And then a ton of students left that contributed to the financial situation that brought in the emergency manager in the first place. And then since the emergency manager has taken over and there's been this conversion to a charter school district, the loss of students has continued. It's becoming more and more difficult to keep that district in place, I think.
Okay, so they said, hey, you know, we're going to close down this high school. So there's this meeting tonight to discuss the future. And initially, Lindsay, reporters were not going to actually be allowed into this meeting.
Treasury and the emergency manager of the school district initially said that the media wasn't going to be allowed in during the parent portion, like when they had parents there, when they wanted to talk to parents. And they said that this was to protect the privacy of parents and students. And while I think that can be argued fairly, I mean, there's a huge history here over the last few years, at least with the emergency manager situations at some of these school districts where they want to keep a lot of things under wraps and they're not really forthcoming about all the information that they can. So, I mean, there's a skepticism on my end of, you know, why exactly they wouldn't want media to be present during the entire meeting. But they have changed that tune.
And Lindsay, you've been covering school districts in financial crisis for years now, and some of these issues about transparency led you to write what we're calling a reporter's notebook, in which you talk a little bit about how Treasury is operating.
I covered a lot of these situations around the emergency manager law. The financial manager law has been in place for a long time, but when it became the emergency manager, where basically school boards don't have any control, it's not just the finances they don't have control of, it's like everything. Since that change in policy at the state level, this happened in Muskegon Heights, around the same time that Highland Park got an emergency manager, Highland Park got an emergency manager schools. Right now, Benton Harbor is under a consent agreement. I've written a little bit about Pontiac schools as well. So there's all these districts across the state that have either some emergency manager or are related to the state treasury department and have obligations to the state treasury department.
And so talk a little bit about what some of these issues as a reporter that you've seen, issues about a lack of transparency in your mind.
What really caught my eye, I would say, in the very first place was 3 years ago when both Highland Park and Muskegon Heights schools emergency managers decided that they were going to basically lay off everybody, close down the school district because they couldn't afford to open school in the fall. Instead of basically bankrupting the district, they decided to create these charter school districts in their place. The old district authorizes a new charter school. And when Muskegon Heights did this, it's an appointed board. I mean, they have a public school board, right? I'm using my air quotes. It's a public school board, operates like any public school board, except for they're not elected. They're appointed by the emergency manager. And during this first meeting in Muskegon Heights 3 summers ago, when they signed a contract with this charter school company, Mosaica Education. It's a private for-profit charter school company. And I said, okay, great. This sounds great. So it's a charter contract for 5 years. How much are they going to get paid? And they either didn't know or they wouldn't tell me. And no one would give me a copy of the contract. It took like a week and a half. And I had to FOIA it at some point. I mean, the attorneys had it right in front of them. They signed it in a public meeting, but they wouldn't tell me even how much they're going to get paid. So that was like a really big red flag for me 3 years ago. And since then, it's been kind of a constant battle to get the full truth in a timely manner from state officials who have taken responsibility for these school districts.
And you write a little bit, too, in this reporter's notebook about the Emergency Loan Board and how it operates.
Yeah. The Emergency Loan Board is a three-member panel that it makes up it's from department heads from some key departments within the governor's cabinet. The people that serve on the Emergency Loan Board are appointed by the governor, and they have these meetings not regularly scheduled. They're a body that has the authority to appoint emergency managers. They're the ones, for example, that I think officially hired Kevin Orr to handle the city of Detroit's bankruptcy. They also have the authority to loan municipalities and school districts millions of dollars in state taxpayer money to essentially, they're in state bankruptcy, right? They're not going through a bankruptcy court, but they are in a lot of ways going through a state receivership. The state is paying to allow them to exist and kind of work out their problems over a 30-year period instead of going through, say, a bankruptcy court and dissolving or coming out of a bankruptcy and shedding a lot of their liability that way. So the Emergency Loan Board is sort of this weird board that has a lot of power, and we just don't really know that much about it. When they have these meetings, a lot of the decisions are pretty much predetermined. When they hired Kevin Orr, for example, everything's really read out loud in a way that makes it seem like everything is already decided. They're not really having a public debate like you would see in a school district during a school board meeting when they're having like a really, you know, controversial decision or you're making budget cuts and you're really hearing people hash out these decisions. Like that just does not happen at the Emergency Loan Board. A lot of this happens really behind the scenes, and the Emergency Loan Board just says yes.
Mm-hmm. And as you write in your reporter's notebook, Lindsay, the state's taxpayers, parents, and students deserve better from unelected state officials who take responsibility, basically, for a school district's survival.
Yeah, with a lot of the situation, there's no recourse for parents. You know, they can't get rid of the emergency manager. They can't do anything about the Emergency Loan Board that's unelected. It's appointed by the governor. The emergency manager is appointed by the governor. So the accountability falls really high up the chain, as far as I'm concerned, at the state level. And I just feel like there needs to be better transparency about what we're doing in these school districts and how it impacts ultimately people's lives. I mean, it's their education, and that can mean everything to people's futures.
Michigan Radio's Lindsay Smith has been covering school finances, districts, and fiscal crisis for years here for Michigan Radio. Her reporter's notebook can be found on michiganradio.org. It is called State Needs to Be More Transparent About the Schools It's Running. Linz, thanks so much.
Thanks, Zoe.